I can neither confirm or deny that that this is in fact a signal.
Austin trades Andrew Raycroft to Toronto in exchange for the rights to Tuukka Rask.
It's been my honor and a privilege to serve as the general manager of the Toronto Maple Leafs Hockey Club.
It's time for Confirm or Deny.
Do you regret giving all those gentlemen the no trades or no movement clauses?
I can neither confirm or deny that.
I can't confirm or deny.
All right, I can confirm. The Confirm or Deny is brought to you by Don Valley North Lexus. Right now, lease the 2023 NX250 Signature Package from just $328 biweekly for 39 months. Details at DonValleyNorthLexus.com. All right, we know the way this works. A statement is made. We confirm it or we deny it. It's very simple.
Yep.
Beginning with a William Nylander take. Confirm or deny. William Nylander should be considered an All-Star Game snub.
Yes, I've been an All-Star Game snub. Stupid formats, different formats, European, North American, and you're basically looking around saying, that guy's going to the All-Star Game no matter what, so is that guy possibly, and I'm just not going. I think it's a joke. I think the whole, I've already told you, but he is definitely a snub. Not that it's something he's got bigger fish to fry looking ahead, bigger things to do. But it's like you got to look at yourself sometime. And then the one year I didn't think I was going to be an All-Star game, or like an All-Star, you go to the All-Star game. It's all a mess, and it is a snub though. It's confirmed.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm confirming. He's about one of five guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, did Kyle Connor make it? I don't think Kyle Connor.
I don't believe he did make it. No.
Kyle Connor's got 20. He's got 57 points. Ryan.
Who the hell's making it from the Jets?
I think Hellebuck was going in Morrissey, isn't he? I'd have to look that up.
It was those two. But I think there's five guys and William Nylander's in there.
Yeah. You know? It's a confirm for me as well. Listen, the Leafs are, what are they, third in the league? He's leading them in points, tied with Marner, and he's leading them in goals. He's got 26 goals and 56 points. I mean, that's an all-star all day, and it's
all
more
day.
So because other guys have to go for other teams. And Connor's one. Zach Hyman is in the same boat. He should be going to his first All-Star game. Him and Nylander should be going. And I'm sure you could go down a list and find different guys.
Yeah,
I'm not sure Mikko Rantanen's going, unless he got voted in. He might have.
I think he did get voted in.
He might have got voted in.
Got 30 goals.
Yeah, I think he's top five or six in points. I mean, so this is what happened. There are five or six teams in this league that could have three or four guys. That probably should have three or four guys. At least are one of them. And William Nylander's on the outside looking in.
Dude, it's all nonsense. Get a committee together. I would happily volunteer my services to make the All-Star game better because it's a joke and everyone thinks it's a joke. And if you don't think that, then you're just turning a blind eye to it. Sorry.
All right, confirm or deny. Cali Yarncroke has locked in a top six role with the Leafs this year.
Deny.
Deny. Go ahead, Jamie.
Because if they want, like and that's no disrespect on him. It's more about what I believe they should be doing at the deadline.
Mm-hmm.
And that's adding to that top six, which would push him down to the third line, which would be, he'd be a lot more valuable there. He's a perfect fit. Like, don't get me wrong. He's a good fit in the top six. But I think they should be looking for, if Bunting is locked in on that top line with Matthews and we'll call it either Nylander or Marner, then they should be looking for that second left side to play with Tavares and Nylander.
But the one question I have is, Matty Nye, the wrist shot guy, that guy?
Matthew Nye's?
Maybe.
Yeah. I don't know if he's going to be ready to step into the NHL and play, though. I mean,
want him to step into the NHL and play last year?
Yeah, well, they wanted to offer him a deal. What they were willing to guarantee him, I'm not convinced. I think you can't guarantee a kid that he's playing and that he's playing in the top six. Like, you're not doing that. There's no way. I think they'd give him an opportunity. If he played himself into that role and showed up and had the moxie, they'd give it a shot.
He's coming out of college regardless, right? Like, he's done so.
That's the belief. I mean, I thought he'd come out last year. He didn't. I guess there's a chance he could go back. I think he's only a sophomore this year. So I believe he still could go back, but I don't think he will.
After this year.
No, I think he'll take a contract and he'll come out. I'm going to confirm it because I don't know if that big shooter is out there to the point where you can lock him up. where you can acquire that player. And I'm curious how you guys would feel about the idea of bringing in someone of significance, someone that has more firepower than Yarncroke, and actually using that player on the third line to spread your wealth out. Like, would that make sense if, you know, you hear names like Horvat, who I don't think they're getting, but Timo Meier. Like, does Meier immediately play in the top six, or can you move someone
else? Yes, he would. And it's difficult to be excited about any kind of transaction, Hayes, because of what you've gotten in the past. It's like you go and get Foligno, which I thought that was the guy that I would have went and got.
Yep.
It's like he's tough, and then look, it's
he got hurt and he couldn't play.
Yeah. He got hurt and he literally could not play. So it's like, well, what other transaction at the deadline have they made where it's like, do that again? It's like, I'm not going to get too excited and say, oh, go and do this and go and do that. There's nothing really in the past that you can look to and say, remember the job that guy did when he came in?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's your comparable? Like, what do you got? I don't know what it would be.
I think there's somebody we're not looking at, whether it's a Tyler Bertuzzi or something. And I know, like, I'd have to look at his injury history, all of that. I believe he's unrestricted or, you know, coming up. But, like, somebody like that, like, if we're just going through it here in the 5 minutes, you know, Kyle and his staff has gone through it for months.
They got a list.
But my whole thing is
they got a list.
They do have a list, and they should have a list. But I keep coming back to, You want to match up against Boston. You want to match up against Tampa. Like, do the whiteboards. Do the whiteboards. And Taylor Hall's a Hart Trophy winner. He's on the third line.
Exactly.
Like, you got to go get players. Like, because to me, that team last night, if they don't do anything, they're a very good team. But I think there are teams that could beat them. And you're trying to win a Stanley Cup.
Yeah, of course. No, I'll grant you that, but I will say, like, the top six is predicated on the four guys doing what they're doing. Like, if you can add a fifth, that'd be great. You know, obviously, you know, go out and grab it. The rich can get richer, but like Boston, it's more from my standpoint about the depth. Like, Pastrnak has been phenomenal. Bergeron, Marchand's great. Krejci's very good still. I don't think he is what he was 10 years ago. But, you know, like DeBrusk, when he was healthy, was playing up there. You got Charlie Coyle. You've got Taylor Hall.
A third-line center.
But that's my point.
He's got 12 goals. Like,
yeah,
he's,
exactly. You know, but Charlie Coyle is not the equivalent of, you know, Patrick Kane or Timo Meier or, you know, what they already would have in terms of the big four up front here. But that's going to be the topic of discussion between now and March
3rd. But it's a massive drop-off. That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
The top four, there's a massive drop-off.
Well, that's what I'm saying is, like, then, you know, if you're going to bring in a piece that can be impactful, that can drive a line, you know, are you going to load everything up in the top six and then you know you're going to have a weakness in the bottom six, or do you spread any wealth out? I mean,
I get you what you're saying. Yep.
I think that's worthy of a conversation. I don't know if it's going to play out that way.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. Confirmed or denied, Josh Allen will win a Super Bowl with the Bills at some point in his career. 100%
confirm. 100% confirm.
Hmm.
You don't, huh?
I'm just listening to you. I'm curious how you detail
you gave
that.
The Brooke Henderson right there. You just gave the Brooke Henderson.
That was a little bit of a Brooke.
I just don't think that he is. It's already happened once in that organization with Jim Kelly at the helm, where they went to four Super Bowls and could not get it done.
Mm-hmm.
I just think when you got a guy that's that talented, they'll continue to try to work with him and he'll do his thing and they'll provide weapons and who knows what can happen and what kind of changes are going to happen for that organization. But I just think he's that quality of a player and person, and I think he gets it done.
I hope he does, but here's where I think you're leaning towards, Hayes. Let me guess for you, and then I'll just say, I'm going to say, I hope, confirm. I hope so. But I think you're going
to
go.
Hang on a sec, Noodles. You have to say confirm or deny.
It's a hopeful confirm.
I'm a hopeful confirm. That's what I'm going to say, because I want that.
That's a new element.
Here's what I'm going to say, why Brian Hayes is going to say deny. Mahomes, Burrows, Trevor Lawrence coming. Who else did we name yesterday?
Well, in the AFC, you've got Herbert, if you want to believe in that, possibly Lamar.
Right. So I think you might have a four-pack of young, good quarterbacks that you believe might be on that trajectory as well.
It's the same quarterback in the same organization that Al's brother went on national TV and said he doesn't think anyone's beating this Bills wagon this year.
Right.
Bit of an outrageous comment from Al's brother, but it's still the same team.
Yeah, I'm going to surprise you, Noodles. I'm actually going to confirm this because I think there is some. There's been some Josh Allen, you know, slander the last 48 hours. He deserved to be criticized for his play on Sunday. He deserved more criticism throughout the season for how nonchalant he was with the football. He was very cavalier this season. There were way too many times he'd throw a bad ball and you knew it was getting picked, or a fumble that went the other way. Yeah, that's
on him.
We
thought that was early career Josh Allen, but it seems to be rearing its ugly head.
And that's going to have to change. But I think like he is so supremely talented, and I believe he's got an it factor. My concern is not as much Allen as it is the Bills and their history, and, you know, can they find a way to make it work and get the pieces up there? And then on top of it, what you detailed, at some point you got to go through Mahomes, you got to go through Burrow. I think Lawrence and the Jags are coming. It's not going to be easy.
Well,
it's not. But if you're giving me 15 years, which is what I think is going to happen, I think he plays a long time in Buffalo, I think at one of those points they break through and win.
You're right, and I, that's why I put I hope.
Yes.
Where are you guys at with Stephon Diggs, like, shaking his head and all? Like, I didn't care for the attitude.
Garbage,
personally.
Man. Garbage.
I didn't like it. I didn't like
it. I would have been at his doorstep the next day.
I didn't like it.
Yeah,
I don't
think it was a great look that, you know, you're the happiest guy in the world when you're catching touchdowns and winning, and then you lose a big ball game, and it's Allen's fault or it's the O-line's fault. He's frustrated. I thought Allen handled it really well, though. He said, listen, we're all frustrated. Yeah, we're trying to win. We didn't win. It happens. We're boys. We're fine. And they got to be on the right page because Diggs is a superstar, and Allen needs him. But Diggs needs Allen.
Yeah, that's
you know,
what
it goes,
I was saying.
It's a two-way street.
Watching that game, there was some body language. One where I think Allen underthrew him, and Diggs was like saying, up here, like, I want it up here. Like,
yes.
Yeah, like,
that can't happen.
You don't need to show up stuff like that. Like, no. I get it. There's competing, and there's, you know, I thought that within the game, that kind of crossed the line. Because that, to me, they've got to be on the same page. Allen knows if he messed up, if he underthrew him, if he missed him. Like, you don't need to point that out to him.
Right. And that's precisely what he was doing in a very animated fashion.
Exactly. Showing him up.
Confirm or deny, Novak Djokovic will win at least 3 Grand Slams in 2023.
In 2023, at least 3?
Yes. I'll go first. I'm going to confirm it. Nadal, I think, is almost done. Now, I know at the French Open on clay, he may still come alive, but he's old. He's beaten up. These young guys, you're waiting for them to kind of stay with it and take that next step. I don't think they're there yet, man. I think they can get there in individual moments, but consistently, like, look at the Aussie Open right now. Like, Djokovic, I think he's going to cruise, you know. And
dude, who's to say he doesn't just cruise every one of them this year? Why
it wouldn't
not
shock
just be
me?
Yeah, I'm going to also confirm it. Nadal is getting a bit of a skullet, and he's getting up there in age, right?
Yes.
No argument there.
Yes.
And there's other up-and-comers. Felix, your boy Felix, is an up-and-comer that could maybe take him on and challenge him. But who knows if that happens. Maybe this is just his year. Maybe his kind of last gasp, too, where he says, I'm going to win them all this year, and then maybe I might have a decline next year.
Right.
But maybe this is his year, man.
I think he loves the Australian Open. He loves Wimbledon. He loves the U.S. Open. I think he probably gets all three. You know, and if he doesn't, I wouldn't put it past him picking one up at the French Open.
Yeah,
I think he's just the clear-cut best guy going. And there's a lot of other really quality young players and all that, but, you know, it feels like Djokovic, it's his world, and everyone else is chasing it. Confirm or deny, reports, this is a bit of a goofy one, admittedly, but I like it. I think you guys can take it seriously. Reports of a verbal and or physical altercation between a PGA Tour player and a LIV Tour player will take place at the Masters.
Physical or verbal?
Physical.
Either or. You will hear reports will come out. Rory and Patrick Reed were nose to nose snapping in the Butler cabin. Something's coming up at Augusta National when they all converge.
I 100% deny that. I think my man, my main man, Fred Ridley.
Yeah, he's
Fred
the guy now.
Ridley will address the group and say any kind of monkey business or goings on out there is not going to be tolerated from Augusta National. And Fred Ridley will deliver that message himself.
Yeah, I mean, I think there will be an altercation. I just don't, I can't define it what it will be. You know what I mean? Like, it might just
be
they literally
have to set the groupings. They can't put them together. They all hate each other.
But they can't control it, though. Once you get to Saturday and Sunday, man, if it lines up, it lines up. And
dude,
like this,
I was playing golf down in Georgia, and apparently one of the guys from Live Tour wasn't allowed to wear, he was a member at the course, and the Live Tour hat, not flying at the course. Zillions of tour players and just take the Live stuff
they
and
hate
take
each
it
other.
Somewhere. Oh, they hate it.
Like this Patrick Reed McIlroy story where Reed was trying to say hi to him and McIlroy wouldn't even acknowledge him. And then reportedly Reed picked a tee out of his pocket and threw it at him and walked away. Now, everyone hates Patrick Reed, so that may not have anything to do with Liv. That could just be that he's Patrick Reed. But I'm going to confirm that something. I think they need to be careful at Augusta because you're right. They get kicked out and banned. They don't want that. But Sergio, he's got a green jacket. You know he's going to go in there and be a clown.
Yeah.
You know Patrick Reed's got a green jacket. He's going to feel like he can't be touched. So I'm going to confirm it. Confirm it tonight. Brought to you by Don Valley North Lexus. Right now, lease the 2023 NX250 Signature Package from just $328 biweekly. For 39 months, details at DonValleyNorthLexus.com. Save some confirm or deny for after dark in about an hour. Overdrive continues, TSN 1050 and on TSN 4.